Hi there, a quick note before the episode begins. Did you know that Mija has her own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Mija Podcast, the audiobook, an exclusive and never-before-heard collection of memoirs and reflections by her creator, Lori Martinez, about what it meant to turn her own migration story into a fiction series. When you get Ochenta's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. You can find it on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app. Also available in Spanish and French.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, it's me, Mija, and I've got a lot to say. For those of you who are just tuning into the show, I invite you to check out season one of our award-winning podcast to better understand these solo episodes. I've been thinking a lot about what this show has done for me. Ultimately, when I started it, it was a way for me to reconnect with my family and their immigration journey, as I was undertaking the same journey in real life. So much has changed in the 4 years since I described El Cacumen for the first time, and brought all of you into my little immigrant family's world. But one thing hasn't changed. This show has remained a space of reflection and connection. And so, to those of you who have been with us from the beginning, who've listened to all the stories of all the Mijas, thank you for lending us your ears, for sharing these stories with your families, friends, neighbors, and even students. I can't wait to share what's next for the show, and for us as creators at Ochenta, as we reach our 4-year anniversary this coming September. Now let's jump into Mija on the mic solo. Ahead of our next guest, which is going to be talking about breathing and meditation, I wanted to share my own story about meditation. And so without further ado, here's a real story from me, Mija. In a temple in southern India on New Year's Eve, a girl from Queens removes her shoes and enters barefoot. She's amazed by everything she sees. Inside, candles light the enormous space, and revelers are all seated cross-legged, chanting Oms. Multicolored columns line the floor, and she finds a place to sit down next to a group of aunties who smile at her and invite her to join their circle. The chants get louder and louder as the women gesture for her to close her eyes. She does so and breathes out. She begins to meditate and imagines her dream, a castle in the sky. This castle in the sky floats in the clouds and is filled with many rooms. It's decorated with pictures of beautiful things. It's made of glass and has lots of sunlight, but never feels too hot or too cold. The fridge inside is always filled with fresh food, and the family that lives there never gets sick or ages. All they do is rest, eat, and enjoy each other's company. It's nice, isn't it? She smiles to herself. She walks through the doors and is welcomed with the smell of fresh coffee. As she walks through the house, the glass doors become concrete, wood, painted. The castle in the sky is becoming real. She hesitates, but continues walking through the castle. In the distance, she hears laughter behind a closed door. Happiness lives here. She stops at a window and stares at the clouds below and realizes the castle in the sky dream is attainable. All she needs is to have a good job that pays well enough to fill the fridge and to pay for the medicine that keeps everyone healthy. In essence, a happy and healthy home, united with her family. She wishes this with all her heart and gives thanks for the privilege to be here in this place to have this experience. When she returns to a home that cannot yet be called a home, every night she dreams in her cold room of this castle. Years pass and things begin to change. She finds a good job, makes a good living, and can unite with her family at least twice a year. Her fridge is now full. She doesn't live in a castle, but she has a happy home. But like the castle in the sky, happily ever after doesn't truly exist. Which is why she still has doubts. Why she sometimes feels like a little girl, afraid that everything can change in an instant. She remembers a time when her belly was empty. She remembers the songs her mommy used to sing. The old adage that everything will be okay. She feels a sudden fear that her new castle will fall out of the sky and shatter into a million pieces. And in that moment, she can't breathe. She feels the world tunneling around her, and darkness falls. But in that moment of darkness, she closes her eyes and goes back to that castle in the sky. Inside, she sees everyone she's ever loved. Those alive, those long gone, and those still dreaming. And somewhere a voice reminds her that everything beautiful that is created in this world begins and ends. Like a prayer, a letter, or a kind word from a stranger. And that's why she has to appreciate the quiet moments and the privilege to be able to imagine castles and dream of what comes next. Thank you for listening. What about you? Have you ever dreamed of your own version of the castle in the sky? If you have, please send us a DM on @MihaPodcast over on Instagram, and we'll share it with our listeners. Stay tuned for next week's interview with Kim Gerlach, a daughter of immigrants who is specializing in breathwork and meditation. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. This is Miha on the Mic, a season of reflection on our shared experiences as daughters of immigrants. Over the next couple of weeks, I'll be sharing stories like these and inviting guests to share theirs. Follow us on Instagram @MihaPodcast and leave us a note if you like this story. Tune in every Wednesday for a new story from Miha. This is a production of Studio Ochenta, a Latina-owned multilingual podcast studio dedicated to raising voices across cultures. For more from Studio Ochenta, follow us @OchentaPodcasts on Instagram. That's Ochenta Podcasts with an S at the end on Instagram. And don't forget, this season is also about you. If you have a story you'd like to share, I invite you to reach out on Instagram @MihaPodcast and leave us a message with a short story or memory of yours that warms your heart. We'll read it out loud on the show. Thanks for listening. Ciao.
Mom Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that Mija has her own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Mija Podcast, the audiobook, an exclusive and never-before-heard collection of memoirs and reflections by her creator, Lori Martinez, about what it meant to turn her own migration story into a fiction series. When you get Ochenta's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. You can find it on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app. Also available in Spanish and French.